True story.
60 years ago in the USA, African Americans did not have the same rights as white people. One man decided to say no to racism.
Martin Luther King, civil rights hero. In the USA, in 1955, African Americans could not do certain jobs or go to restaurants, public parks, or swimming pools. Black children and white children went to separate schools. In some places, white people even prevented black citizens from voting. But the African Americans were starting to rebel. 1st of December, in the city of Montgomery, in the USA, a seamstress called Rosa Parks is going home from work.
Ah, what a day. I can't wait to get home.
On the bus, some seats are reserved for white people only. Black people often have to stand.
Get out of there, nigger!
Of course. Sorry, sir.
You too, old lady. Go to the back of the bus.
No, I'm tired.
Officers, get rid of this Negro woman.
Who do you think you are? You're going to jail. Here is the money to release Mrs. Parks.
Thanks, Ed.
Every day, black citizens are arrested for no reason. It has to stop.
Ed goes to see Martin Luther King, Jr. Reverend King is the most important Baptist minister in the city.
Hello, Reverend King.
Hello, Ed.
We can't continue to accept being insulted like this.
I agree. The white people here are even more racist than in other places. They treat us as if we were not human. We must do something.
We could stop taking the bus.
Why not? If the bus company loses money, something will finally happen. If this is going to work, we need a lot of people to participate.
The next morning,
stop taking the bus to protest.
I hope this works.
Another woman has been arrested and thrown in jail because she refused to give her seat on the bus to a white person. Please stay off the buses next Monday. The next day,
Martin, look, the bus is empty.
Let's wait for the second bus to be sure.
It's empty too.
It's amazing. It's working.
All the buses are empty. Black people are walking.
Can I help you, madam?
No, thank you. My feet are tired, but my soul is at peace.
Our courage is our strength.
In the evening, thousands of people gather at the church.
There comes a time when people get tired of being trampled over by the iron feet of oppression. We are here this evening because we're tired now. I want to say that we are not advocating violence here.
Yes!
Yes!
We must act!
The only weapon that we have in our hands this evening is the weapon of protest. That's all. Today, our protest has been successful.
We are ready to keep on walking.
Yeah, we are ready to keep on walking.
Yeah, that's right.
Very soon, black citizens organize a system of taxis to replace the buses. The bus company loses a lot of money.
Who does King think he is?
We'll teach him a lesson for wanting to be like whites.
One afternoon,
you're speeding. You, King,
Come with us.
But you don't go to jail for speeding.
Don't argue. They will do anything to arrest me.
In you go.
Hey, ha, whoa.
These men don't deserve to be treated like this.
Very soon.
Free Martin Luther King!
Free Martin Luther King!
He's innocent!
Let him out!
Despite the threats, the black citizens of Montgomery resist. They do not take the bus for more than a year.
Can I give you a lift somewhere?
Yes, please. I work 5 miles from here. We have been walking for almost a year. Do you think that it will change anything?
I hope so.
After 13 months...
The news. Blacks and whites sit together on Montgomery's buses.
Reverend King!
A comment for the radio.
We protested firmly, but without violence. We have won. We will continue our struggle.
Martin travels all over the country to support African Americans and demonstrate with them so that their children can go to the same schools as white children, so that they can eat in the same restaurants as whites, etc.
Black people in my restaurant. What next? It is written here, whites only.
Martin and his friends are often sent to prison. Martin's family is threatened several times.
Please, God, give me the strength to continue to fight for justice.
Some white people, including the police, are very violent towards the demonstrators. Other white people join the protest movements and support them.
Let's take the bus together to show that we want all people to mix. We must force the whole country to end segregation.
In 1961, American President John F. Kennedy supports Martin Luther King's action. New laws ban segregation in many cities. In 1964, Martin is awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Gradually, African Americans obtain the same rights as white people.
Life is starting to change for us.
Yes. Today is a big day, my dear. What a pleasure to take the children to a park at last.
Look at me, Daddy!
Yes, dear!
Martin receives more and more death threats, but he continues his work all the same.
I have a dream that my 4 little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
4th of April, 1968. Martin Luther King Jr. is assassinated for defending his ideas. He is 39 years old. On the day of his funeral, 100,000 people walk behind his coffin as a mark of respect. Martin Luther King is dead, but all over the world, people continue his struggle. For example, at the Olympic Games in Mexico the same year.
On the podium, 2 African-American athletes raise their fists.
They're brave. We must all fight to end racism.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The end.